Jesus bore the curse. He bore whatever it is you got in your body today. He bore it, and He did it for you. He's no respecter of persons, but He's a respecter of faith.
Now is the time to receive your healing. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland for a dynamic Healing School broadcast as she leads a special prayer and confession for your healing.
Today when we pray and we release our faith on the Word of God, that's our point of contact. The point of contact today is the Word of God. And when we pray and we release our faith on God's Word, that's when you receive. And I want you to engage today. If you want to receive, you engage. Just like Bartimaeus engaged. Just like the lady with the issue of blood engaged. When we pray, that's our point of contact. And we're going to receive our healing. Begin to do. After we pray today, begin to do what you couldn't do before. And if you couldn't run, take off running. If you couldn't get up, get up. If you couldn't throw up this arm, throw up this arm. We're going to be like the woman with the issue of blood. We're going to say it. We're going to do it. We're going to receive it. And then she told it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Jesus.
He's just as available today, if not more so, after the cross, than He was then. Now we're born of Him. Now His Spirit lives in us. Hallelujah. And that's why you can get healed at home just the same way. It's just acting on the Word of God. And it's good. Set a point of contact and say, when I do that, I'm healed. You can have a healing service just you and Jesus. Glory to God. So, she went in peace. He said to her, "My daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague." Now, here's another faith situation. While he yet spake, now he's on his way to Jairus' house. They came to him and to Jairus and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" Verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the little girl's father, the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." As soon as. Why did he do it as soon as? Because he didn't want him to say something that would disrupt his faith. He didn't want the ruler to say something that would disrupt the ruler's faith. And so he said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Now here, you know, think about Jairus is a big wheel here. I mean, he's the ruler of the synagogue. He's big. He's important. And Jesus was headed to his home when this little woman with the issue of blood came up, who's a nobody in people's sight. She's just a sick old woman, and she doesn't count for much in the natural realm, if people are just thinking in the natural realm. And so when she touched his garment and she got Jesus' attention, well, that delayed Jesus from going to Jairus' house. He could have gotten upset about that. He could have gotten mad about that. He could have gotten irritated with that woman. Why didn't she just mind her own business and stay home? She was minding her own business. Her own business was to get healed that day. Glory to God. So now he says to Jairus, "Don't be afraid." What? Only believe. We don't have any fear that we won't receive. We're faith people. We know the Word of God. Don't be afraid. Only believe. That's all we got to do today when we pray is just believe. Luke says, "Fear not, believe only." This is what Jesus told Jairus. "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Don't get out of your faith, Jairus. Don't let this throw you now. Don't have fear. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. And you'll be made whole. Glory to God. Aren't we glad God's no respecter of persons? And so he went to the place, of course, and the little girl was dead. Everybody said she was dead. Jesus said, "Why make you this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed at him. They put him to scorn, but he put them out. See, Jesus wasn't any wimp just going somewhere. I mean, he put them out. They laughed at him, but he put them out. And he took the father and the mother, and they went in with where the damsel was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Damsel, I say unto you, arise." Get a picture of that. This little girl is graveyard dead, so they say. She's been dead a little while. Jesus goes in, takes her hand. Why? Because faith. Somebody's believing in him. Jairus is believing in him. He's saying, you just touch her, she'll be healed. You just come pray for my daughter, she'll be healed. He took her by the hand and he said, "Little girl, I'm telling you, get up. I say unto you, arise." Glory. That's our Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever? That is a wonderful scripture to know that he's just as quick to heal you as he was to raise that little girl from the dead, or as he was to give blind Bartimaeus his sight. He only has to have faith to work with. Somebody's got to be believing him. Who's believing him today? Glory to God. Somebody has got to be believing him. Jesus is always ready. He took the little girl. He said, "I say unto you, arise." And immediately the damsel arose and walked. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. She got up from the dead and walked. Woo, I want to see a replay of that when I get to heaven. She was 12 years old, and they were astonished. Jesus does things that astonish people. Hallelujah. He loves you this morning. He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you act in the spirit of faith, you receive. Luke says one thing is needful, and that's faith. Let's look at Isaiah. Let's get ready now. We're getting ready to release our faith. All right, I'm going to read this to you in the Amplified Bible today. We're going to act on this. This is already done. It's already come to pass. This is Isaiah prophesying, because in Peter it tells us it's already come to pass. Surely, surely, he, that's talking about the Messiah, Jesus, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted as if with leprosy. But he, Jesus, was wounded, the Messiah, he, Jesus, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, the guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Now that's describing the curse, what was under the curse of the law for sin, the broken law. I mean, when you broke the law, the curse was there. It was there until Jesus took it upon himself and bore it for us. And under this curse, in Deuteronomy 28, it lists every sickness and every... It lists a whole list of things. A whole list of individual things. Then it says every sickness and every disease that is not listed under this curse is under the curse. So there's no sickness, no disease left out. Jesus bore the curse. He bore whatever it is you got in your body today. He bore it, and he did it for you. He's no respecter of persons, but he's a respecter of faith. It's a done deal. It's already been done. He's already paid the price. Now what's left? Well, that little woman with the issue of blood, she heard it. She said it. She heard it. She received it. She said it, if I be healed, if I touch his garment, I'll be healed. And then she received it. She took it when she said it. She received it. And then she acted on it. So now we're going to receive our healing today. Receive it. We're going to take it. We are going to be an exuberant group, and we are going to take our healing. We're going to engage. Now, First Peter says that by his stripes, it repeats this in the New Testament, of course, by his stripes, you were healed. Peter, looking back at the cross, said you were healed. This says we are healed, looking forward. So when I pray, I'm going to break the power of the devil and I'm going to cast sickness away from you. And when I do that, I want you to make a display of your faith. Act on it. Those of you over here in the wheelchairs, wherever you are, begin to move something. Begin to move something. Begin to move. Take it. Take it. We're going to take it today. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We receive this, Lord. We thank you that you bore our sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. You carried our sorrows and pains. You were wounded for our transgressions, our sins. You were bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon you. And with the stripes that wounded you, we are healed. And we receive this healing right now in the name of Jesus. Stand up to your feet if you can. If you can't stand up, it's all right. You will be in a minute. Stand up and let's just receive our healing. I'm going to rebuke sickness and disease off your body. And you say this right now. You say, Jesus, I receive you as my healer. I believe that you bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by your stripes, I was healed. I see that in the book of Isaiah. I hear Peter saying that to me. I receive that word. And when we pray, I'm going to act like I'm healed. I'm taking my healing. I'm going to be like that woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to be bold about this. I'm going to act like it. In Jesus' name. Are you ready? I'm telling you, you just get with the program. When I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Ken, come stay with me. Are you here? Come pray with me. We come before you now, Lord. We believe. We are believers. We accept the word from Isaiah and from 1 Peter that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, that Jesus himself has already done it for us. Now you say this after me. I receive Jesus as my Savior. I receive you, Jesus, as my healer.
I receive you, Jesus, as my healer.
And right now,
healing is working in my body.
I release my faith for the restoration of my body. In Jesus' name. Now I'm going to say this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be made whole. Be healed in Jesus' name. You take it. Take it. Say, I take it. for. Act on it in Jesus' name. I take it. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm free. Say it. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm free. I'm released. This bondage of sickness leaves me forever. Jesus, my healer, has healed me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My body's healed. And now I act like it's healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You couldn't bend over, bend over. Run. Do whatever. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I rebuke sickness and disease off your body.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. I command your mind to be normal and strong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearts be healed.
Thank
eyes
you,
be healed. Ears
you,
be healed. Kidneys
you,
be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bones be healed.
You,
cancer, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, be healed, made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Arthritis, you can't have our bones. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. You get off the people in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Glory to eyes, ears be healed. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Liver, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be restored in Jesus' name. Be made new parts. Parts, I speak new parts. Be replaced. Sick, disease, parts, organs, parts. Be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed.
Multiple years ago, I was in a car accident, and I'll give that history because that was the specific word today. And I've had 7 surgeries. I'm the mother of 10 children, gave birth through to 2 of the children through the sicknesses of the back problems. And the Lord touched me after suffering 5.5 years. The pain left my body, and I was able to function normally. I'm still fused. You know, vertebra fused anterior, posteriorly in the neck and in my lumbar. So in my state of being healed, there was still fusion and straightness and stiffness of bone. And my secret prayer was I just wanted the Lord to restore the inside. I didn't want my outside scars to leave because I don't ever want to forget what the Lord's done, but I wanted my bones to be restored. So we have walked through life, and then several years ago, I had what they now feel was a pulmonary embolus. I have been diagnosed with multiple TIA, stroke, arterial ischemic spasm, coronary and cerebral, you know, your heart and your head, multiple issues with fatigue and no energy and, you know, body pain and things such as that. And so the stroke was the stroke that left a deficit was in 2007. And then this past March, there was something, and there have been multiple TIAs throughout the 2 years, and very life altering, you know. And so we came for that. You know, we came to be healed of the stroke, of the TIA, of the ischemic vasospasm problem. The other night when Brother Phil Driscoll was, Jerry Savelle was preaching, and then Brother Phil Driscoll was ministering, and he blew the shofar, and they were teaching on the Jubilee. And I felt something then. I felt, I am healed. You know, we declared and we blew that voice of triumph and faith and declaration, and I knew I was healed.
Hallelujah!
because I felt I'd come and gotten the healing that I came for intentionally, forgetting about the secret prayer of the bones. And then after all of the teaching, and then Brother Ken and Miss Gloria were up there ministering, he had a word specific to the bones. There was a wreck, and bones are going to be restored. And he said, and in restoration, that takes time, but they're going to be made new.
Thank you, Father. We praise you.
Injured necks.
Samanda Kusha.
People that have been injured in the neck. Car wrecks. Mm-hmm. One of them's a bicycle wreck.
Yes.
Different injuries to the neck are being healed and made whole. In at least one case, there is restoration coming. And the difference between healing and restoration is the bones in your neck are having to be miraculously restored in order for your healing to take place. Praise God. The healing is there. The healing is there.
And I thought, no way, God. I mean, that was so specific to my heart's prayer. And they said, you know, act emotion. I mean, I am fused. I mean, I have scars here. I have scars on my back. I mean, I shouldn't be able to move at all. It is plated in the front. It is fused with bone and wire in the back. And I can turn completely. I can just do, I mean, no resistance at all. And that's the deal. The pain left with the first miracle years ago, but there was resistance. There is no resistance at all. Praise be to God. He is glorious. And the great part about that, when you suffer, it's just like when you sin. Sin affects the body. Well, suffering affects the body as well. And my husband and children have been affected, you know, in the work of the Lord in me. And being healed is a gift. And it's a gift, but it's a gift that goes. And it's going to go and go. And they're going to be ambassadors of truth, knowing that by the stripes, Jesus bore his back. We are healed. They will see it physically because they know they've lived the pain every day. They live mama not being able to get out of bed and not being able to get off the couch and mama in the hospital with her face off, you know, twisted. And, you know, they've lived it. So they're now going to see the light of God and the healing strength and power of the Lord in me. And that speaks. That speaks volumes.
Diane had a tremendous healing. She was believing God. She came to receive her healing, and she was restored from accident, stroke, all those things. She didn't give up. She was challenged, but she stayed with it, and she is healed today. She's a walking example of God's healing power. I'm telling you, all it takes is faith in God. And when you hear the word of God, you get in a meeting like that and the word comes forth. Faith, just if you'll receive the word, it gets in your heart. It goes in your eyes and your ears, and it gets down in your heart, and it comes out your mouth. Words come out your mouth. Faith and the power to receive. She made a decision to come to the Believers Convention to receive her healing. And I want to encourage you to do that. If you need healing, you can receive right where you are today. And you can receive in the meetings. And you can receive just by yourself if you'll believe God and be full of faith for healing. So I want to pray for you right now, and you be quick to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person to you right now. I command your body to be healed in Jesus' name. From accidents, from sickness, disease, any kind of debilitating disease, any kind of debilitating disease, you be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you take the word of God, you keep it in your eyes, in your ears, you act right now on your healing, and you do something you couldn't do before. Get up, move. If you couldn't move your hands or your arms, lift up your arms and receive and do whatever you could. And whatever you can, and you put your faith behind it, and you can do whatever you get ready to do in Jesus' name. So be healed. Today is offering day. It's our privilege to get to sow. 2 Corinthians 9 says, remember that he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly, and he who sows generously
will, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. Let each one give as he is directed in his heart. So I'm going to pray over your offering and your finances right now. And if you don't have it ready, well, you just determine what you're going to do and God will take it by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over these offerings. Lord, I pray for your people to have abundance. I break the power of poverty over the people of God, and I break the power of lack, and I command your finances to increase and to be blessed. You be blessed financially in Jesus' name. Now get on your faith. Get in the Word concerning your finances. Lots of prosperity scriptures in the Bible. That's how you learn to live. That's how Ken and I live every day, on the Word of God. And receive and expect. Ken and Fred Price will be here next week, and you don't want to miss it. It is going to be good. We'll see you again soon, and remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll free 800-575-4455.
My dad got saved through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and well, it's had a rippling effect in our family. And if he hadn't been obedient to the Lord and go on television, and my dad got saved, well, my dad has since passed away, and I know I'll see him again. And because of, you know, Kenneth being obedient and going on television, and well, I'm saved too, because, you know, Dad passed that down. And we now have a heritage of faith, which we wouldn't have had without him.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries was established in 1967. Since then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have remained faithful to the call of God to preach the uncompromised Word of God to the nations, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Over the past 41 years, over 66.5 million people have made Jesus their personal Lord and Savior through this ministry and others that we support. Thank you, partners, for being a part of this tremendous miracle and helping us declare that Jesus is Lord.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want to ask you something. Can you prosper in God in the midst of all of this mess that's going on around us? You've got to get in here with Dr. Fred Price and me, and we're going to show you how it's done from the Word of God.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.